Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, everyone. Like everyone else, I love my mom. But after what I've learned about her, I started seeing her in a different light. My mom should have been honest with us. I'll tell you the whole story from the beginning. Let's see if you think I'm right. We'd always been a happy family. For many years, my mom owned and managed a beauty salon. She loved her job so much. My dad is a wedding photographer. His job is to capture newlyweds during their most romantic moments. I love taking pictures too. The photos I used to post on my Instagram would get tons of likes. But I had to delete my account because of my mom. I hadn't met my mom's parents until I was 17 years old. When I'd ask her about them, she'd tell me that she didn't want to see them because she had serious issues with her family. I was really curious about them. But my mom absolutely refused to talk about them. One day, after I kept pushing, she got angry. I don't even know if they're alive or dead, and I don't really care. Stop asking me about them, she yelled. One morning, a few months after this talk, our doorbell rang. It was an elderly couple. The man looked like a college professor in his suit and bow tie. The woman looked very elegant, too. She was carrying a bouquet of flowers. They looked really cute. They said they were looking for my mom and asked, "Does she live here?" When I said, "Yes," they said, "Are you her daughter?" I nodded. "Would you like to see my mother?" "I can call her if you like. Who should I say is here?" I asked. The old lady told me their names. Then she asked me what my name was. And then she said, "I'm your grandmother, and this is your grandfather. We are so happy to meet you." I was so surprised, I screamed. But I still couldn't invite them in. I thought I should call my mom. My mom was getting ready to leave for the beauty salon. I told her, "There's an older couple at the door. They're saying they are my grandparents." My mom's face turned pale. "Ella, what did you just say?" she said. My mom wasn't happy to see our guests at all. I thought she wasn't even going to invite them in, but thankfully she did. I was trying to figure out what was happening. But my mom told me, "Ella, do you mind going to your room? We need to speak in private." I left, even though I didn't want to. An hour passed. I was dying to know what was happening. Finally, I came out of my room. Nobody was around. Both my mom and our unannounced guests were gone. I called my mom right away. She said she was at the salon. "So were they your parents?" I asked. "I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes, it was them. But they shouldn't have come. And they won't be coming again," she said. Obviously, something terrible had happened a long time ago. Even though so much time had passed, she still couldn't forgive them. Finally, I decided to talk to my dad. I went to his photo studio. I told him what happened. He said my mom had never talked to him about this issue either. "I'm sure she has her reasons. I'd say let's leave her alone," he said. If everything stayed the same after that day, I would have done as my dad said. But many strange things started happening. Soon after this incident, my mom sold her salon. Before, she would tell everyone how good the business was every chance she got. The salon had a loyal clientele. But she put an ad up in a local paper and sold it to the first person who answered. After that, we moved to a different house. It was in a different neighborhood, far from where we used to live. I couldn't make sense of any of this. Everything had changed after that old couple showed up at our door. One morning, something happened that was the last straw. My mom wanted me to delete my TikTok and Instagram accounts. I didn't care about TikTok, but taking photos was my favorite hobby, and I didn't want to delete my Instagram where I was putting up all my images. I asked my mom what was happening. Please just do as I say and don't ask questions. I'll tell you everything when the time comes. I was bored of my mom acting all weird, but there was nothing I could do. I had to delete my accounts. Around this time, I realized my mom never used social media. She wasn't on Facebook or Instagram. Even her beauty salon didn't have a website. Something else occurred to me. When she wanted to sell the salon, my mom had advertised in the local paper and not online. She's actually pretty tech savvy. But from what I could tell, she didn't want to put any information about herself online. There had to be a reason for that. Because I was going crazy at this point, I decided to investigate. The first thing that came to mind as I started looking into my mom's past was to Google her. But when I did, I only got the people who had the same name as her. I spent hours clicking on them one by one. They were all different people. Not being able to find anything online about Mom made me even more curious. She had obviously been very careful for years. I now knew that my mom was definitely hiding something. I didn't know this back then, but I would do anything to find out. I decided to work like a detective. Whatever my mom was hiding, I knew that it was connected to my grandparents. If I could somehow reach them, they could talk to me. What did I know about them? Their first names, but what were their last names? Unfortunately, I didn't know that. I started Googling their names. Naturally, there were thousands of results. I clicked through the pages. After a while, I figured there was no way I'd find them this way. Just then, I thought of searching for both of their names together. Again, I got a ton of results. I started clicking on the links.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
One of the pages was a news article accompanied by a group photo. Just as I was about to close the page, I noticed my grandfather standing on the very left. Next to him was my grandmother. The news story was talking about a charity helping children with leukemia. It mentioned that the co-founders of the charity were my grandparents. For years, they had been raising money for treatment of children with leukemia. I had finally found what I was looking for. I could find out what my mom's secret was by reaching out to them. I now knew my grandparents' full names, and I even knew the name of their charity. I could tell they were both good people just by their faces. And the story I read proved my instinct was correct. Actually, there was something else that I could do. Now I knew what my mother's maiden name was. I could try running her name through Google one more time. I typed my mom's maiden name into Google and hit the search button. The first result said, Most Wanted Fugitives. I got excited and clicked on it. It was a police website. There were photos of many people. If you know or have seen any of these people, don't say anything to them or to anyone else for your own safety. Call the police right away, it said. Could my mom be a criminal wanted by the police? I didn't think so, but still, I started scrolling down the page and looking around. As I was looking through the photos, I stopped. The woman in one photo looked so much like my mom, but she was very young. She had short, red hair. My mom wears her hair long and keeps its natural color, brown. And most importantly, the woman in the photo had brown eyes. My mom's eyes are blue. I looked at the photo even more carefully. If this woman wasn't my mom, she had to be my mom's sister, because she looked exactly like my mom. I realized that I could click on the photo. When I did, I was taken to a page that showed what the person's crime was. She was wanted for theft. As I read the rest of the page, I screamed, "No way!" She was accused of stealing a lot of money from a charity. The charity that was mentioned here was the same one that my grandparents founded for kids with leukemia. This couldn't be a coincidence. I had an idea. My mom was at the grocery store. I went to the kitchen. The trash from the previous day was still there. I put on some gloves and started going through the trash bag. Yes, it was disgusting, but it would be totally worth it if I could find what I was looking for. And I did. Packaging from contact lenses. My mom's eyes were not blue, but brown. She used blue contact lenses to hide them. My mom had stolen my grandparents' charity money and disappeared. The police were still looking for her. I regretted having learned about this. I wish I hadn't done so much research. After what I learned, I would start looking at my mom differently. We were a very happy family. We didn't need something like this to come between us. When my mom came back from the store, I went to her. I told her I wanted to talk to her about something important and told her about what I had found out. She started sobbing. She wasn't able to speak for some time. Then she told me her story. When I lived with your grandparents, I was working at a beauty salon. I wanted to start my own business, but I didn't have any money. I was young and I didn't know anything. My parents had organized a big fundraising event one night. They were going to put all the donated money in the bank the next morning. I took the money and ran away to open my own beauty salon. When I started making my own money, I was going to donate twice the amount I took back to the charity. I thought your grandparents wouldn't report me to the police. But they weren't able to explain to the families of the sick kids why the money had disappeared. That's why they had to go to the police. I was really mad at them. I never got in touch with them again. I married your dad and started a new life. I changed the way I looked because I knew the police were after me, and I've been using contacts since then. An older lady who recently moved into the building had heard the story, and she recognized me. She called your grandparents and told them where I lived. They wanted to see me when they found out. But unfortunately, I did not treat them well because I was still so ashamed. Ella, I'm not a bad person. I really regret what I've done. I sold the beauty salon and donated all the money to your grandparents' charity. I started crying as my mom was telling me all this. This was her biggest secret. She was so ashamed of it. Unfortunately, now I knew about this secret too. Her shame had naturally deepened. A month later, my grandparents came back again. They had submitted proof of my mom's donation to the charity to the court. The judge said there had to be a final hearing, and my mom would most probably get off with just a small fine. Now we're waiting for that hearing. I went to visit my grandparents last week. I told them I wanted to work with them at the charity. They were so happy. Soon there will be a new fundraising event. I'm really excited to be helping them.
Hi everyone, I'm Jillian. One day in music class, our teacher, Miss Atkins, said, "Folks, we decided to start a band here at school. We have many students who play an instrument, and most are good enough to perform. The only thing we're missing is a singer." Everyone looked at each other. When Miss Atkins said, "Come on, guys, I'm sure some of you can sing."
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We can't have a band without a singer. I reluctantly raised my hand. I sang a song which everyone loved. And that's how I became the singer of the school band to a round of applause. It was Miss Atkins' first year at the school. We all really liked her from day one. Even though she always wears her sunglasses in class, she's definitely not a snob. She's always friendly to us. She told us she has a problem with her eyes, and light makes her extremely uncomfortable. That's why she has to wear sunglasses all the time. Since her sunglasses make her look even cooler, I'm sure most of the guys in our class are in love with her. That night, I told my mom about what happened at school. Unfortunately, she said, "Honey, that's wonderful news, but your teacher will definitely want you to go to rehearsals. You don't have the time." My mom was right. I didn't think of that. My dad passed away 2 years ago. After that, we've had a rough time financially. My dad had taken out a large mortgage from the bank. My mom had to start working immediately. After making the monthly mortgage payment, we don't have much money left. So I got a job working at a grocery store after school. If we can't pay back the loan, the bank will foreclose on our house. That's why my mom and I both have to work. The following day, I told my teacher about all this. "Jillian, you're our singer. I also know that you really want to do this. I'll talk to your bandmates, and we can rehearse whenever is good for you. Have your mother stop by the school. I'll talk to her and reassure her that it's going to be okay." My mom came to the school a few days later. I took her to Miss Atkins' office. When she met her, my mom said, "You look so familiar. I feel like I definitely know you, but I can't figure out from where." Miss Atkins got really nervous. "I don't think so. I just moved to this city. And before that, I lived abroad for a long time," she said. My mom wanted to try to figure it out, but Miss Atkins clearly didn't want to talk about it. Up until then, Miss Atkins had been very warm, but suddenly she changed. She seemed to want to quickly get rid of my mom. In fact, within a few minutes, she got up to leave, saying, "I have class." My mom was totally shocked by her behavior. Why did she panic like that when I told her she looked familiar to me? "I'm sure she's hiding something. It's obvious from the way she's wearing sunglasses inside," she said. I told her there was something wrong with her eyes, but she wasn't buying it. That night when I came home from work, I was so tired. I went to bed really early. In the middle of the night, my mom woke me up. She said, "Jillian, I figured out how I know your teacher." I said, "Mom, couldn't you wait till the morning?" And she said, "I'm going to give you a name. I want you to look it up online," she replied. My mom is really bad with technology. She can't even use a smartphone. I turned on my laptop and opened Google. She told me the name of a very famous old singer, whom I sometimes listen to. "Mom, what does this man have to do with Miss Atkins?" I asked her, but she did not reply. Because he is super famous, Google has thousands of results. My mom said, "Show me a picture of him." I went to Google Images and clicked on an image. "Look at that! His head is huge, but the ears are tiny. Just like your teacher," she said. I burst out laughing. "Mom, I can't believe you. Let's say they both have tiny ears. What's wrong with that?" I asked. My mom started explaining as if she were a detective. "About 20 years ago, there was a huge scandal involving this singer. He slept with a woman even though he was married. They never saw each other again. One day, the woman showed up at his house with a 5-year-old girl and told him, 'This is your daughter.' The man accused her of lying and told her to get out. On TV shows, they always compared the ears of the singer and the little girl and said, 'You don't see ears this small very often. She's definitely his daughter.'" I was so sleepy. "Mom, that's really interesting. But even if Miss Atkins is his daughter, that's none of our business. I'm going back to bed." But she said, "No, this is our business. We can pay off our whole mortgage thanks to this." Then she went on to explain further. The girl's mother sued the man. The DNA test proved that he was her father. The guy still did not accept her. He never wanted to see her. But in the years that followed, a lot of bad things happened to him. His wife even died in a car accident. Since he was religious, he thought, "God must be punishing me." He wanted to find his daughter and apologize to her. He looked for her but couldn't find neither her nor her mother. He said, "I'll give a big reward to anyone who can tell me where they are. I'm sure that's on the internet as well." I Googled the guy's name again, this time adding the word reward. There really were many news stories. He promised $1 million to anyone who helped him find his daughter. But recently, since he was losing all hope, he raised it to $10 million. When my mom heard the amount, she screamed. When she calmed down, she said, "Jillian, there's another very important thing. It was reported on the news that the little girl had a rare genetic feature. Her eyes were different colors. One was blue and the other brown. Now do you understand why Miss Atkins is always wearing sunglasses? She's hiding her eyes to avoid being recognized. My mom's detective instincts worked, and finally, she convinced me too. It sounded like Miss Atkins could really be the singer's missing daughter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
But I still didn't want to make things difficult for her. Mom, please, if she wants to run away from her dad, let's let her be. I'm sure she's got her reasons for it, I said. My mom didn't want to listen to me. Jillian, come on. I'd do anything for $10 million. But I want to be sure it's really her before I get in touch with her father. I need to see that she really has different colored eyes. After that, we'll be rich. I asked, how do you plan to do it? And she said, simple. I'm coming to school tomorrow to look at her eyes. Then my mom went to her room. I started to cry. No matter how much I protested, she was clearly going to go ahead with this. All this was definitely going to hurt my teacher. I was so worried. The next day at school, I was walking around really confused. Then I got a text from my mom. She was about to arrive at the school. A few minutes later, she was there. As we were going to Miss Atkins' office, my legs were shaking from anxiety. When Miss Atkins saw us, she smiled. What a nice surprise. Welcome back, she said. Unlike me, my mom was really calm. Miss Atkins, after our meeting, I thought this over. Jillian loves singing. It's a great opportunity for her to be the singer of the school band. I'm here to thank you for that, she said. Of course she was lying. Just as Miss Atkins was saying, I'm so glad to hear that. My mom suddenly grabbed her sunglasses and pulled them off. My teacher was looking at my mom in shock. My mom's face gave away her huge disappointment because both of Miss Atkins' eyes were brown. If she really were the singer's daughter, one of her eyes would be blue and the other one brown. My mom was embarrassed. She didn't know what to say. I just wanted to see your eyes, she said, and gave back the sunglasses. Miss Atkins put them back on. I would have shown them to you if you'd have asked, she said. What my mom did was obviously very weird. At that moment, neither of us knew what to say or how to react. My mom just said, I'm so sorry, and quickly left the room. After my mom left, Miss Atkins began to laugh like crazy. Laughter is contagious, so I started laughing too. For a while, we just laughed. She kept saying, I just wanted to see your eyes, imitating my mom and continuing to laugh. When we calmed down, she said, it's going to take a while for your mom to overcome this shock. Actually, I was really surprised too because I believed my mom and I really thought you had different colored eyes, I replied. Miss Atkins smiled and took off her sunglasses. Then she took a small mirror that was lying on her table and turned it to face her. Looking in the mirror, she removed a contact lens from one of her eyes. When she turned to me, I screamed, no way! Because indeed, one of her eyes was blue and the other one brown. These are my real eyes. The medical term for it is heterochromia. It's a very rare condition. I love my differently colored eyes, but unfortunately, I have to wear these black sunglasses so that I don't get recognized, she said. Suddenly, she got emotional. A tear fell onto her cheek. She said to me, Jillian, thank you for calling me last night and telling me about what your mother wanted to do. If I hadn't known about it, she would have definitely caught me today. I was so happy that I'd called up Miss Atkins and told her about everything after my mom went to sleep. I did it because I knew that I wouldn't be able to stop my mom. Moreover, I liked hearing that my teacher found a new way to hide her eye color as a result of this. Normally, I don't wear contact lenses. I could actually wear a colored lens instead of sunglasses. I'd never thought about it, really. After talking to you and finding out about what happened, I thought long and hard about what I should do. At first, I thought about running away. I could disappear again like I've been doing for years. But then I had this contact lens idea. In the morning, I went and bought a couple of brown lenses and put one of them on my blue eye. When your mom saw both of my eyes were the same color, she'd realize she was wrong and leave me alone. And it all went just as I planned. There was something else I was dying to know. Why are you running away from your father? He loves you so much he's willing to give away $10 million, I said, and my teacher's eyes welled up. I don't think he loves me at all. I think he's just afraid that God is punishing him and only wants to find me to atone for his sins. You get used to everything. I'm used to not having a father. I don't need him anymore. After school, I went to work like I always do. That evening, when I came back home, my mom was doing the dishes. Without saying a word, she gave me a hug. She was crying. I knew then that she regretted what she did to Miss Atkins. I gave her a kiss on the cheek. I said, "You're a good person. I love you. And I know that you love me too. And this makes me so happy."
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashton. I'm 15 years old. I have some really serious issues with my parents. Can a father be jealous of his own son? My dad is jealous of me because in just 4 months, I made as much money as he has in 10 years. And I'm making even more now. And what about mother? Mine is jealous of me because even though she tried to stop me, I still managed to become rich. It all started when my math teacher made an announcement.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Guys, I see you all gaming all the time. I think you've played enough. How about you build your own game that others can play? Starting next month, I'm going to teach a mobile game coding class at the Coding Club. Anyone who joins will have made a game by the end of the course. You might think that I immediately jumped at the idea, but it wasn't like that, because I have to admit that at that time, when someone said coder, all I could think of was a nerd with thick glasses and no friends. This girl I had a crush on, Olivia, said, "That's a great idea. I'm definitely going to join." And I thought that maybe I was wrong about coders. If Olivia was taking the coding class, I would take it too, because I'd been looking for an opportunity to ask her out for months. The class would be a good way to spend more time with her. That evening at home, I told my parents about the course. I said, "My computer is really slow. If we can get a new laptop, I could code from anywhere." But my dad said, "You're going to write code? Son, don't get me wrong, but coding is for smart people. Don't waste your time." Which made me really angry. "Dad, what do you mean?" I yelled at him. And my mom said, "Ashton, don't you raise your voice. You think we have a money tree in the backyard? You can't expect us to waste money on ridiculous things like this." So she was with my dad on this. Arguing with them was useless. They had never taken me seriously. As usual, I was going to have to take care of this myself. When the course started, I realized that creating a game was much harder than I thought it would be. Still, I was happy to be spending time with Olivia. I hadn't told her how I felt about her yet, but we were getting along really well. We were chatting all the time. Then one day, she told me something that really hurt me. I had joined the coding class because of Olivia, and she had joined because of Kyle, the founder of the coding club. All she wanted was to get him to notice her. I was devastated when she confessed this to me, but of course, I couldn't say anything. One day in class, our math teacher said, "Guys, I have an idea which I think will motivate you. At the end of the course, we'll have a competition for the best game. All your classmates will vote for their favorite. The person whose game gets the most votes will get a prize." Kyle said, "I've been coding since I was 8 years old. I've already developed 3 games. It won't be fair to the others if I compete as well." But Olivia wasn't having it. "Kyle, please, you have to compete or the whole school will make fun of us. At least one good game should come out of this course." Kyle looked at her and said, "In that case, I'm in, but only because Olivia wants me to be." And Olivia blushed. Kyle and Olivia were flirting right in front of my eyes. and I was watching as if it were a soap opera. Suddenly, I had an idea. Would Olivia be impressed if I were the one who created the best game? Maybe she was just like my dad and thought coders were smart, and that's why she had a crush on Kyle. I was going to go for it. I had nothing to lose, and if I won the competition, maybe Olivia would like me. Of course, first, I had to come up with a good idea for a game. Olivia loved the Japanese kawaii characters. She always wore clothes with kawaii cats or rabbits on them. If I built a game with those characters, I was sure she would love it. After I made the decision, I started to work literally day and night. One night, I was looking for something to eat in the fridge, and I accidentally dropped a bottle of milk. The noise woke up my dad. I'd gone back to my room to keep working when he came in. He started screaming. He asked me why I was still up at that hour. When I told him I was working on my game, he said, "So you're just wasting electricity?" and unplugged the computer. I was devastated because hours of work that I had put just disappeared. When my dad turned off the computer, the code I wrote that day was lost. But there was nothing I could do since in our house, my parents were in charge. They thought they could do whatever they wanted. After this incident, my parents began to harass me. Every time they saw me coding, they tried to do something to stop me. They were irritated with me when they should have been proud. I had no choice but to start working in the computer lab after school. One day, Kyle came up to me. When he saw the kawaii characters on the screen, he said, "I'm the best in the class, and it looks like you're the worst. Are you making a game for babies?" He was mocking me. Even though I tried to act cool, I was worried about what he had said. "I love my game, but I've never shown it to anyone else. Maybe it's not as good as I think it is," I thought to myself. That night, I couldn't sleep because I was so upset. When we got to the end of the course, our math teacher said, "We're going to upload all your games to the app stores. Then we'll announce the competition to the school. Your friends will be able to download and play the games and vote for their favorites." I had done my best, but unfortunately, I wasn't very confident in my game. I thought no one would like it. I was sure Kyle had developed a very good game. He'd become even more popular than he already was, and everyone would laugh at me, like always.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Our games were supposed to come out in the app stores the next day. That night, I couldn't fall asleep. I thought, I wish I'd never gotten involved in this. I must have passed out before sunrise. When I woke up, it was past 1 p.m. I had turned off my phone. When I turned it back on, texts started pouring in. I was flooded with messages, and my friends were congratulating me. Girls loved my kawaii characters. The winner hadn't been announced yet, but judging from the text, everyone was sure I was going to win. I thought about Kyle's game. I downloaded it immediately. He'd made a platform game. It wasn't bad, but it was mediocre. There were thousands of games like it. There was nothing special about it, and I was bored after 5 minutes. It looked like Kyle's game was a huge disappointment, and if I'm honest, it made me happy. I got to school an hour later. When I walked in the door, I was greeted like a rock star. The best part was Olivia running up to me and giving me a hug. "Did you download Kyle's game? I expected more from him. No one liked his," she said. It was obvious who the winner of the Kyle versus Ashton fight was. Of course, it was a big deal for me to win the school competition. But the biggest surprise was that the next day, my game had become one of the most downloaded apps. A week later, I logged into my App Store account, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw how much money I'd made. If this kept up, I'd be very rich. And it did. Right now, I have quite a bit of money in my Bitcoin account. So take a guess, what was the first thing that I bought and for whom? If you thought it was for Olivia, you're wrong. I bought a really nice sports car for my math teacher. I'm also giving him 20% of all my earnings. He deserves all of it because the best things in my life are the result of the course that he started. The day I won the competition, I told my parents about what happened. As you know, we hadn't been getting along well for some time. I even had to fight them to be able to finish my game. They never had any faith in me, but they were still my family. I wanted to share how happy I was. We were at the dinner table. I was talking excitedly about the texts I got when I woke up, how everyone was congratulating me when I came to school, and that my game was getting so popular. They kept on eating their food without even bothering to respond. Finally, my dad said, "Okay, so now this game thing is over, right? I think we've heard enough of this crap." I couldn't believe my ears. "No, Dad, it's not over. This is just the beginning." I yelled and left the kitchen to go to my room. That night, it was only the first day, so I had no idea about my game's worldwide success or the fact that I was about to make more money than I could ever imagine. Since I didn't know those things, my family didn't know about them either. I'd only told them about what had happened at school. But unfortunately, they'd let me down. In the days that followed, I found out I was rich, but I didn't say anything to my parents. When my sports car gift to my teacher made it to social media, my mom found out about it. They came to my room. "What's up with all this money? Did you make money from this game? Why didn't you tell us about it?" they asked. "Yes, I made a lot of money, and I'm still making a lot. I didn't tell you because I thought that since you weren't interested in my game, you wouldn't be interested in the money I made either." They were both very annoyed when my dad said, "Ashton, we're your family. You're young. You can't even open a bank account. You have to give us that money." I told him, "I'm buying Bitcoin with the money I make, so don't you worry. I have even more now without lifting a finger." It's been months since this conversation. I haven't given my family a single penny. They keep bugging me about it. They're really jealous because in a few months, I'd made more money than my dad made working for years and years. But I'm still both angry and upset. Everything could have been different if only they'd been happy for me that first day. I can't forgive them because I can't forget how they acted that day. Last night, I caught my dad looking at my Instagram account. He was enlarging and looking closely at the photos I've been posting. I could tell that he was super jealous from the way he was looking at them. I called Olivia and told her about it. She laughed and said, "Babe, I think you're exaggerating. They're your family." And I replied, "No, babe, I'm not exaggerating, and I'll keep doing what I'm doing."
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.